This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The first thing I thought, I was like, well, I'm probably gay. And yeah. She was like, well, how do you know you're not? And I was like, because I tried it. And it didn't work, and I wish that it did.
Hey, the MILF's being too jizz.
I
tried to be straight,
too. But some people tried to be straight, and it didn't. I didn't. When I was a kid,
I put my time in.
You were one of the frontline soldiers.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Who cares about me? On to the guests. Today we have the gay icons, the iconic, the legendary Muna. Woo! Welcome to the show, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Let's go.
Nice to see all three of you.
You said it. Thank you for having us on.
Let's go down the line. We'll introduce everyone, even though I'm sure everybody knows who you are.
I'm Josette.
Or Joe. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, wait, can
fuck,
I cuss?
You got that wrong,
yes,
Joe.
Yes, absolutely you can. You can say whatever you want.
Fuck.
Jizz. Don't give us too much freedom.
Jizz.
Cock. Jizz.
Once again. Jizz.
Once again.
That's not Katie's name, by the way. This is Joe, Katie.
Jizz.
Yeah. And Naomi.
Yeah.
You guys intro'd us, so we don't have to.
Yeah, there we go.
It's better.
We'll go again. Joe, Katie, Naomi.
I want to say, Woo-hoo. I can't say what I want.
Do you guys
say.
Watch I Think You Should Leave?
No. With Tim Robbins. I've heard it's just so cringe, and I get scared.
Dude, you like.
I beg to differ,
no,
Katie.
No, not cringe in that way, but like cringe as in like
you have.
Really
have.
Awkward situations.
I don't think I could watch that.
You there would is like one.
I bet I could handle it, but.
There is one. Well, first, before we get into that, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Happy to have y'all.
We're ready to
we'll go
slip
wherever.
And slide right into the show.
Legendary. You guys are gay icons.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my audience is going to freak the fuck out when they see I've had you guys on.
Yeah. Today's actually our straight announcement. We decided.
Yeah.
You guys are coming out again.
Yeah,
we're
been
coming
exhausting.
Out. Exhausting. Well, I fought a good fight. I'm over it now.
And despite this outfit, I am retiring. Yeah.
I'm so happy to have y'all on the show. I'm big fan of y'all.
Thank really you. Excited music. To learn about how to be straight.
From me.
We started with your nails and we're gonna work our way.
Yeah, I'm probably the worst person to learn from, to be quite honest with you, because
I
viscerally hate men.
Honey.
Oh, period.
Period.
I love that for us.
Yeah.
I think too, especially I think if we combine our powers, we'd be unstoppable.
Wait, I want to know something. Okay.
Please do.
So, is there like a subgroup of men who respond to your content in like they're magnetized to it in a certain type of way,
like in a jizz,
in a jizz, in a jizz way,
in that kind of
way.
I think there is a subset of men that like the line between love and hate is real thin.
Right, like I know that
it often
like you're doing so well with this show, but I'm also like that is a very lucrative. Like corner of the internet, is it not
like as far as a
stomp on face mean to them?
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah,
that's
girl.
What you mean.
Mm. Yeah.
And oh, you I see what you mean. Like the they like the to be degraded.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was on Cameo, this is not a joke. This is why I stopped doing Cameo.
Really?
Is I started getting requests from anonymous men who were like, can you tell me I'm like a dirty little boy?
Right, right.
And I was like, well, not for $30.
Right.
Not for $30.
I did a Cameo.
$30,000.
And I'll tell you what I did. Turned it off.
Soon as I got that request, I said, oh, turn it off.
Goodbye.
Yeah, the $30, not worth it. I don't need it.
I don't understand also not the young people also say stuff like that. I did a cameo thing for charity, and they were telling me to do the weirdest things to them. They just don't understand.
Yeah, they get real drunk with the power, don't they?
I mean, like, they wanted me to roast them for, like, random things, and I was like, they would give me lists.
Okay, telling you what to make fun of them for?
Yeah, it didn't work well.
They're like, look at all these horrible things about me. Can you just tell me about them?
They're sick. Well,
for charity. But I feel like your response was not like turn cameo off. It was more like I will do it, I just will make it more expensive. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, if I was charging way more than way that, we'd more. Have to have a lot more zeros on the end,
right? Then that's OnlyFans. That's not cameo
at that point. I'm losing money doing it for cameo. You know what I mean? But I do know if this ever takes a hard left, I'll just pivot to that.
100%. Hell yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Backup plans.
Yeah, I got backup plans. Yeah. Oh, wait, plans real quick. What's everyone's signs?
Fuck. Let's go. Big three?
Three? Obviously, everyone is a lesbian in
the
here,
big
obviously.
Three of the big three?
My son is a Pisces. Okay. My moon is in Virgo and my rising is Taurus.
Period.
I'm Capricorn sun, Gemini rising, Pisces moon.
Okay.
I'm Capricorn sun, Taurus rising, like Joe, Gemini moon. We have a lot of overlap.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. We have a lot of, we each overlap with each other.
A lot of water and earth.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a Virgo sun.
Let's go. That's why you get shit done.
Cancer moon.
Oh, we're all
Sagittarius rising.
Oh, we're compatible.
Period.
Sag rising.
And in love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, sorry, that's the real announcement.
Jizz.
It's here. You're coming out again. I'm coming out again.
Yeah, I need a jizz button.
That's from Tim Robinson.
Do you need it? I mean,
technically speaking, we all have jizz buttons, technically speaking.
Whoa.
They're all different.
I'm announcing new virgin after all that jizz. Oh my God.
A born again
you
virgin.
You brought it up.
I was imagining, like, I want, like, a hard edit.
You want the easy button.
Yeah,
I want that was easy.
Yeah.
Jizz.
I was talking a literal button.
Yeah.
It's all right. We'll just say it out loud for you till you get that. Yeah. Well, back to the topic at hand, which is y'all being amazing and so happy to be here.
Like, what was the topic
for anyone that I haven't even said it yet? I'm like, jizz, so happy you brought it up. For everyone who doesn't know, obviously y'all are a very successful, amazing band.
So successful.
Thank
incredible
you for including thank our success. You.
Of course I'll brag about your success if y'all won't, but I am curious, for everyone who doesn't know, how did you guys become a band?
Well, we decided we needed to be so successful.
We're like, damn, look at these other sexy ass motherfuckers. I bet we could make some money.
Girl, all this talent's going to waste.
No, we were, I was busted when we met.
Yeah,
we
I was college. Busted as well.
No,
I go through busted ways.
I was busted,
still.
Don't lie.
Yeah, now you're busting out of the seams as a sexy, sexy guy.
I bloomed. I blossomed. No, we met in college. We all had like some overlapping classes. They were both music majors, so they had classes together, and we had overlap in our other degree of study, and we met and just kind of started hanging out, and we went to USC, which is like a pretty, I don't know, there's like a pretty homogenous kind of crowd of like frat boys and sorority girls, said with love and respect. Said with at least respect.
said
with tolerance.
Yeah, said with tolerance.
Yeah, with tolerance.
Said with tolerance.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were drawn to one another, as you are when you're
magnetic.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
When you're magnetically gay.
Yeah. But Naomi and I dated in the beginning, and then like before we had a band, and then they became close.
Yeah,
and wanted to play music together, and I said, "Me as well.
I would like to join as well.
Coming to that as well. And I will be bringing my MIDI keyboard to the jam session.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah,
it was pretty awesome, honestly.
Yeah,
and it was very synergetic. It feels like it was meant to happen.
We made a song, and I swear to God, both going back to signs, both of them being Capricorns. As soon as we made the first thing that we did, we never stopped working.
Yeah,
we were like, "This is good. We will make this our whole lives.
There's something here cooking."
But we've had a really, I mean, that was like 10 years ago. Yeah, now, so it's been even a really more. Long time. That
how
we've
old
been
are y'all?
In a band together.
Old is old.
Naomi and I are 31. I'm 30. And Joe is 30. How old are you?
I'm 28. Gonna be 29. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Y'all, all three of you look younger than me, so that's a little rude.
Y'all come to my show
and look younger than me. That's fucked up.
Yeah, we're now dedicating our lives to Botox and red light therapy.
Wait, but something scary. I'm scared.
Oh, God.
I'm scared.
Something scary.
Wait, really quickly. Why something scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd that hit?
So I get Botox, and and Botox you get on the upper half of your face.
Not always. Don't know. Not always. That's not true at all.
Is it not true?
No, you could get Botox. You don't know what it's like.
That's okay. That Virgo moon. No, coming
my
out.
My
that?
Girlfriend and I will go. Yeah. We watch
you
Love
don't
Island.
Know what you don't know.
We'll watch Love Legit. Island and I'll have her tell me what everybody got done because she can know. You can get Botox here. You can
That's
get
where
Botox.
I need it.
Yeah, you can get it everywhere. You can get
okay.
it everywhere.
Okay,
you
so I thought this is what I thought. And I actually don't want to be talking about this, but I can't stop myself.
I was so curious why you started talking.
Yeah,
about
I'm
this.
Curious too. I'm locked in.
Well, Botox reveal too.
Okay, we have a podcast.
I don't get Botox
called
no more.
Chaotic, and we. Oh, sorry, I'll stop lumping you in. Then yeah. With me. And I think like I've been trained on that podcast of like
oversharing.
Well, we just don't. Yeah, oversharing one.
Yeah.
But two, like we don't have any structure, like. Really
for
the pod.
For the pod, yeah.
So just to like make sure that we have a podcast, it's like I'm saying whatever comes to my mind.
Totally.
Like and
That's
going
okay.
into yeah.
I'm cool with that. So Botox on the lower
so,
half. Of your
okay,
face.
So okay, so I thought this was what it was. You get Botox on the top of your face.
Botox.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Because like those are the muscles that if you're moving them like throughout your life, it will crease, and that's
gotcha.
What those wrinkles are.
Yeah, gotcha.
But then on the lower half of your face, it's like the lower half of your face sags, and that's what those wrinkles are.
Gotcha.
And
oh my god.
So I think this is true.
Yeah. Just oh my god.
I'm just like I don't even know where you're going.
Okay.
But I'm locked in.
So
I'm listening.
I saw a video on TikTok recently where this guy was like. Mansplaining to a girl about how you shouldn't get Botox like all on this part of your face because you're freezing your facial expressions, but your face needs to compensate with that, so it starts like using the other muscles more.
Okay, so they sag faster.
I don't know, like yeah, kind gotcha. Of yeah, it's like okay. you're gonna end up with getting wrinkles faster in the other part of your face.
I need a scientist
the
to
only,
talk to
the,
us
just
knows?
To wrap this up as fast
I don't know where
as possible
that was going, but like yeah, that would make sense if that was the case.
I think the main the what people say to do rather than do any of that shit down here is like do like muscle like you like exercise your face like
gotcha.
You have so many
that's what the new
face that you don't exercise
that's what the new face
that's
does
you just gua sha
yeah but the new the new face no the new
gua sha
no the new face that's what it does that's
it.
What the microcurrent
yeah.
does
mm. yeah
that's why people use it
okay yeah. Well anyway thanks for saying we look young
yeah I mean
thank you
I
for snitching on all of us
yeah I'm really
I've
sorry
I've never had any Botox or anything but I'll keep that in mind
yeah if you want to come
if I ever do
we got gifted a like Katie and I got gifted I haven't used it from
oh
a gifting
God.
Thing like
oh yeah
like, she's like I just need to remind you really like, quickly I have not used what you currently said you use yeah just like I don't need it but
they'll come to your house and do
you.
Botox so
oh
if you want to come over and have some strangers
we have a Botox Botox party
that's
if I told someone
sunset
can you imagine if I was telling someone I'm going to get Botox at Muna's house tomorrow that's the most insane
I feel like that's
sentence.
Like normal for LA
probably
like, I just gotten used to the city is so fucking weird
I know are you guys from LA
I am
okay. I'm from Chicago
okay
I'm yeah. from San Diego so like
oh,
a
period.
More busted version of LA
where in San Diego are you from
Normal Heights
okay period
what where, about you? Are you, where
my
are you
my family's from Mira Mesa
oh nice yeah
love
yeah
don't know out. Anything about LA sorry don't know anything
where,
about
are,
sorry
are you you're not from Mira Mesa sorry. Where'd you go
no I'm from Corona California
oh, okay cool
yeah like Riverside
so
County.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool. you're still SoCal
yeah.
SoCal
yeah.
life sorry
I like
baby.
It
that's the truth
yeah
you gave me one of those
yeah
SoCal
like shaka
Did you say that?
Yes, it's really quiet.
That's so funny.
I love it. Did you actually say that? It was out loud?
Shaka gremlin.
I say Shaka all the time.
I like when you say Shaka about something sad that's happened.
Yeah, someone will say something and I was like,
that's a very Luna-ism.
Shaka. Oh, something really fucked up happened. Shaka.
Shaka.
Someone I knew once told me whenever it was awkward, they would be like, cringe, just like really loud, out loud. No. If it was sad or awkward, they'd be like, cringe "fucking is- cringe, cringe."
How old, devastating how old was things. That
person? Older than me.
Oh, really? this seems Gen Z.
Very Gen Z.
It does it. Or yeah. Wait,
we're all millennials here.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I say millennial, they're like, because I don't know if they think I'm 100 or if they think I'm like 19 online.
I think because you're successful like online, people think you're Gen Z.
I know, it's a bummer.
We were talking to Trixie. Trixie's older than us.
And she's 100. So. Yeah, she's so much older than me. Like happy way older than me.
Happy birthday, mama.
Yeah, happy birthday, mama. Yeah, yeah, but she was saying that she gets told that she's Gen Z, even though it's like obviously. Millennial.
She's just Gen of, 1 is what well, she is. Yeah, she's Gen
she has
A.
The energy, like, the Gen Z A. claims her, I feel like.
Yeah, and they leave me out in the fucking streets, apparently.
the Gen Z doesn't want to claim us in the sense that they think that... No, but they think that they like to make fun of us because we are millennials.
They make they fun of our same. TikToks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have geriatric TikToks. So.
That's fun.
Did you know
fine.
That when you're doing like a front facing I'm doing it again when you're doing a front facing video
yeah
and you zoom in like on your face that's called the millennial zoom
I think so. I know the millennial pause.
The pause. Yeah,
like when you press record and it takes you a couple seconds.
Yeah.
Because you're used to doing it on a Nikon D.
Yeah, on be done. Apparently like, a rotary phone.
I can't take a second for it to start.
What do they
recording?
Want? Yeah. What do they want?
Whenever I've had a millennial pause on accident, I'll literally cut it out because I don't want to hear that. I'll literally edit it out. I'll go back and I'll cut out the part where I pause for a second.
I don't care enough. It's just like... I've accepted my role as like MILF to the children.
Whoa, fuck!
That is what they call me. Like that's the
Do
main.
They really
thing
call
they,
you MILF?
It's because of her
that
glasses.
That is the main thing they
that's
call
fantastic.
Me.
Those glasses is that, what it yeah. is.
It is.
Speaking of jizz,
that's great. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, they. It's very confusing for me because online, when I obviously tell men to suck my wiener, they literally
love it.
They'll laugh and they'll joke and sometimes I'll say how old I am and they're like, oh, I thought you were younger than that. And then on this show, when I've told people like, sometimes they think I'm like 20, 21, mm-hmm. they'll be like, you don't look anywhere near 20. First of all, relax. First of all, take it down a notch. Yeah. Second of all, what's that supposed to mean? Like, yeah. I don't care about getting old though. I really don't.
Getting old is chill, but it's like, you guys need to take that hate out of your
yeah,
hearts.
Yeah, but you don't get to talk about that.
No.
Only I get to laugh yeah. about that.
I mean, I just want to be beautiful and... But also, no. there's nothing Amen. Wrong with getting old. But think, you know what the most beautiful population is? Older women.
That's
yeah.
a fact.
That.
Shout out.
To all
you.
Shout out to all the baddies out
older women. Wherever you are.
Anyway, yeah, shout out to all the
You're
older women.
You're giving one of
AKA
these.
AKA over 20.
Yeah.
Like with the freaking Gen Z terrorists thing. Yeah.
I mean, we feel it. Like in a
Bones.
Interesting way because we are pop musicians mm-hmm. and I feel like historically you like age out of pop music after like
you're fossilized 25. At 25
yeah. we're barely in the door and we're ready
right.
to get kicked out
yeah yeah right
you all look a lot younger than you are though
thank you
so
thank
I think you,
so
you have
much.
That you have that working for
I
you
I also do feel like there are like some trailblazers that have like I think it's shifting a little bit
yeah
like, people
I think
don't
so.
Care as much.
As long as
and
you're sexy.
And there always really been exceptions.
And you're like, check.
As long as you're sexy. Yeah. Yeah.
Done.
I just want to be beautiful. So, such an awesome quote.
I think we do put pressure on ourselves to like...
look good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like,
especially
it's,
as entertainers.
Yeah. 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 It's
do you ever
true.
Feel like you have to... you're expected to like somehow keep getting hotter? And it's like...
how do you do
I
it?
I only I'm, have what I have. I only... yeah. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Thankfully, mine doesn't really work off that. Mine works off me being really fucking mean to men. It's funny because one time I got a comment on one of my videos
so
and they were
awesome.
Like, oh, see, this is what happens when you like pump up women who get famous for being good looking. I was like, oh, babe, you're on the wrong fucking profile.
You're
that
like,
is not why
thank
I got big.
You. Honestly, but thank
oh, no.
you so much.
I was like, my looks were the last thing on yeah. the list that made me famous on TikTok, bitch. I was like, I got big on there for being a terrorist.
Shout out.
An emotional terrorist on there. That's what I've been doing.
How did it start? Does everyone already know this who watches
this? This is not our podcast.
Yeah. It's all right. This is my show. So if I want to talk about me, I'm going to talk about me. I'm just kidding. I was making silly videos. It was mostly like story times. I was just talking about random stupid shit that happened to me. Because honestly, the weirdest things happen to me all the time. Mm-hmm. Even now in this job. And I made one video where I stitched a girl who said, like, what are some weirdly specific red flags in men that you have? And so I had a whole list, and they were very specific. Like, I said, like, if Wolf of Wall Street's your favorite movie, wear a backwards hat in the pool,
facts,
loyalty tattooed on the arm, any sort of clock tattooed on you anywhere.
Ooh. Damn.
If you get it, you get it. So I was like, those are like the worst men in the world. And then that was my first video to go super viral. And that's when I had a bunch of like people who date men being like, this is so true. This is so true. That's so funny. And then a whole lot of men who fucking hated that video.
Men
with a lion's face tattooed on their fist.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, only
I love my mom.
Only God can judge me.
That's,
you know what I mean?
So
one of those.
I love that. And I actually love that as a tattoo. That one I'm gonna stick up for.
Girl, that one I can defend and well.
A man of God? I'm here for it.
What, an honorable man of the Lord?
An honorable man of the Lord?
You and me both. Yeah. I am an honorable man of the Lord. Me personally.
It's also your laugh. Your laugh is just fucking delightful.
Oh, thank you. I've had a few people tell me, they're like, the laugh is so fake. And I was like, well, I'm Samoan, so I'm Polynesian. Uh-huh. I'm sure there's quite a few that go to USC. They're all athletes, but they're all on the football team. But I have told people before, it's not exclusive to me at all. Like, people laugh just like me. Everyone does. That's, like, my sister laughs just like me, my mom.
That's what's up.
Everybody, so it's like cute. A cackle. It's not really a laugh.
Oh my gosh.
My laugh go to dinner horrible. With your family.
Well, it works against me in a lot of ways, because when it's really not funny, you can tell, because my laugh is real customer service laugh.
Right.
So it's like,
right. Yeah.
Same. Love that. Oh, that's so great.
Has it always been the same laugh, though? I feel like my laugh changes every couple of years.
Mine does, too.
If I could have changed it when I was a kid, I would have, because I felt like it was obnoxious, which it is. But now it pays my bills.
The benefits. Right. Yeah. Fuck it.
Now it pays my bills, so it works out.
If that isn't the story of existence, I don't know what is.
It's kind of gross, so honestly.
True. Yeah, so true.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in 3 delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels, and go to your happy price with Priceline. I'm curious to know, for y'all, like, how did you, like, what was your first moment when y'all were like, as a band and coming up in the business, where you're like, I think this is like actually like working. I think it's like turning into a thing.
I feel like it only happens like maybe one time when you sell out like a 300 or 400 cap room, and you're like, okay, everyone needs to start talking to me real different. Because I'm pretty...
I'm actually hot shit.
I'm a
huge fucking deal. Name a moment. Name the moment.
I don't know. I feel like it's like, maybe, yeah, like when we played the Echo or something, where it's just like, holy shit, this is like an amount of people that give a shit about us, and they all, but you know, it doesn't matter that half of them went to our school or whatever.
That's irrelevant to the story.
Yeah. But then every moment after that for real just becomes kind of like, oh, I'm not where I, you start thinking, I'm what not is your where, problem with
from
me?
From then on, it's pretty much, you're just funny. You're just funny.
You're like, can you I have the room, please?
No, I'm interpreting it from then on. It's pretty much, I'm not good enough.
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Legit.
Or sometimes you can get like,
am I wrong?
You can get surprised where it's like, you can still feel the feeling where it's like, is someone going to come to the show? And you're still surprised that people
that
come
people
to the show.
Up and they're
you
like
become
obsessed.
Surprised.
Yeah, you do. You never mean, feel like you become you jaded it. And surprised. I think it's both.
Yeah.
It's just like, as they level up, you start getting more and more like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
people are still of. Fucking with me. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
You guys were at Coachella last year too, right?
Yeah. Shocker.
That was a big moment.
That was when we were like, that was a big, people come.
I was
like,
gonna say
Coachella was my festival also, like growing mm-hmm. up here. So I was really, I was very excited. That was the most stressful thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, like,
probably
okay,
ever.
Yeah, it was
so stressful.
It's like,
was
we're like death. Pessimistic lesbians. So in the beginning, it's like,
get that.
The like early on, like when we were still in college and we were trying to, we knew that we had a certain amount of time, like where we needed to get signed and like get a mm-hmm. check from somebody in order for us all to be able to stay in LA and like keep working on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like, at the time, it was like 2014, 2015. So it actually mattered a lot if you got posted on these things called music blogs.
Oh, okay.
And and I remember like feeling like when we got posted on the
was
Fader.
It the Fader? Yeah,
that was
a big
when
deal.
I felt like we're going to be able to be a band. And oh, like love. I was really, really high off of it.
Yeah.
And I do agree that it's like after you like get more and more success. And we've talked to other musicians about this too. It's like there is kind of diminishing returns in terms of like the chemical experience
well,
inside
yeah.
of your body.
Yeah,
totally.
Other than fear.
Like, yeah. 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 But I mean, but you still have, like, I would say that in the last album cycle, we had a lot of moments that I really wasn't expecting. We, in a way, we had kind of made peace of like, maybe we had like plateaued of like maybe we're gonna stay at this level as a band and like be able to make it work for I don't know
however long you
can. However long we can but yeah, getting to do Coachella last year and having it be like go the way it did and then like getting on the Taylor tour, that was just like
I was gonna say that was
really,
gonna bring that up next. That's
really
crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And we know our good friend and mortal enemy Caleb
absolutely
went and saw y'all at
Kansas City.
Yeah. Which is exciting.
That was really fun and cool.
And he told me, he's like, my goal is to make everybody gay when I go there. That's my goal. I was like,
they were so
in the stadium.
Yeah.
Stadium. Okay.
It's a tall order, but
yeah.
I believe
good
you.
Luck.
Yeah.
I wish you luck.
Yeah.
I'm so like how, well, first of all, how was Coachella? Like that was that your guys' first Coachella?
You know? Yeah, that was our first Coachella.
Love.
It you know, we did, I mean, like how on like it was so stressful leading up because we were also making a music video and putting out a single and we had like a month to finish like a song.
Oh, yeah.
And also like we you know, a lot of bands will have like musical directors and stuff like that. We do everything ourselves.
In-house?
Yeah, because
really?
It's just like we're just
that's
too
cool.
anal, you know.
Yeah.
And also we're musically literate amongst ourselves enough to be able
like
to
y'all
like,
don't need outside
yeah.
help. No.
We
much.
Just kind
no.
of yeah. I mean the program at our university that they went to kind of like prepares you for doing this type of shit in a
yeah.
way.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
So like and we have, you know, our bass player and our drummer are both, like, incredibly musically gifted. So we can kind of normally just, like, work things out between all of us. But, yeah.
That's crazy.
It was
y'all
stressful.
Do that in-house.
We do
crazy.
We do everything.
We do it all. I mean, for the most part. And
yeah,
I think the stressful thing about Coachella is, like, the scale of it. And also knowing it's just one of those moments that you know. You're like, oh, people will see this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just a show where you can be like, that was like a fine show, but if, you know, whatever, we have another one tonight or, you know, tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things where it's like, this is important, it matters, and it's like
huge.
Yeah, just like, it's just a massive kind of situation.
Yeah.
So I think there was stress for us also leading up. We were using like This is very like behind the music minutia, so I'll be fast. But
no, you're
we
fine.
Were using like visuals on an LED screen for the first time that were like synced to our music in a way. Normally we just had like a static logo or a little animatic thing that but like we had like a full thing planned and like a show flow, and we had props and shit, and like that was all, I mean it was just insane leading up to it. We were just getting no sleep and busting our asses, but it was like, as always, like huge things never go like exactly how you expect them to, but we did have like good shows.
Yeah,
we played really well, and we were all proud of ourselves. So
yeah, in the end, like all of our years of not being, this sounds so stupid, all of our years not being as successful as we are now were all preparation, because like we've been playing together as a band for like 10 years, so it's like, even if something isn't going exactly right on stage, it's like, we're going to work it. Like, what I mean?
Totally.
We're gonna,
Well, y'all's chemistry is most important. Like, if y'all are vibing, that's all that really matters.
Yeah, exactly. So,
outside stuff is nice to have. Right. But as long as the three of y'all are good.
Yeah, totally.
Then you know the show's going to go well regardless.
Yeah. Yes.
That's so great with Coachella. That's awesome. Yeah. I was there too.
You were?
Yeah.
Cool. Oh,
I was also performing. Apparently, y'all missed my set.
I'm really sorry.
That was a one woman show up there. I have no musical talent at all. What the fuck? I was just a dickhead in the crowd. But I'm happy. I'm happy that that was y'all.
Did you see Rosalía?
I sure did.
That was crazy.
We watched it because we couldn't get to stay. We watched it on the live stream.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
She was unfucking believable. Even on our bus TV.
I think
screen.
Everybody fell in love deeply. Dude. More than some
I'm
people.
I'm trying to think of who else played that weekend.
Boy Genius was there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys.
Shout out to our boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we watched them too. They were great. Who else did I watch? Oh, I watched Gorillaz.
That was
We heard
that one was good.
Yeah.
Oh, and Bad Bunny.
Oh, Bad Bunny was night one, I was so, I don't know why, but we were like right up against the stage for Gorillaz. I'm not even really like,
sometimes
I'm not like a huge
happens.
Gorillaz fan, but like I know the music.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I in the mosh pit? My ass is too big to
was
be in here.
Was the production really cool though?
It was really cool. Like visually it was
I'm
stunning.
Sure. That's kind of like their thing too.
Yeah. They're very like, their animation's a huge part of their show, which is, it was sick.
Wait,
was
can
really
you
cool.
see their human bodies?
We could see. We saw human.
It's the guy from Blur.
Can you imagine if they were actual monkeys playing instruments?
I mean, I just think that would be cool for them to like transition. When it's like they want to stop touring,
they do like a Hannah Montana like costume switch, and they come out and they're the monkey.
Yeah,
and then it's like half gorilla, half human.
I'm interested.
Let's pitch it. TM, don't take
that
idea.
I'm pretty sure they watch the show.
I know the Gorillaz are huge fans. They're in my mosh pit. Like when they watch.
They're barricade for this.
Yeah. Why the fuck was I barricade for Gorillaz? Like there was somebody else.
Trying to see who was after the Gorillaz.
I honestly don't know why we were there. Why were we there? We missed people. And we were like, why did we stay there the whole time? It was kind of like, when you're like that close and then you kind of get locked in there.
Oh, right.
You're just kind of stuck.
That's my
you're
worst
for the
fear.
Ride.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to a music festival, like you really, I really just like kind of abandon all plans.
There's no plan. No way.
No, my plan every year if I do go to Coachella is to stay alive. That's really
it. Oh my god.
Like, that is the only prerogative.
That's my only priority.
You're
all
going into a truly hectic, threatening zone.
Yeah.
I
used
when
to
you
go
set foot on that.
Yeah, I used to go car camping at Coachella and oh my god.
You're stronger than me.
I mean, I was in high school.
I can't believe you went. Like
to Coachella?
Yeah, I'm like, was someone paying you? Okay.
People this is the thing. This
people love music.
We did go. We did go artists though.
Yeah,
we did go artists though.
That's the
which
only,
is the only way,
like,
reason why.
People like festivals. We play festivals.
I know,
that's why
that's
we don't want to go to the
it's
festival.
Normal.
I know.
We're just like,
though, because you're like, I can't believe you went. Well, the only reason we did go was because I don't car camp. That's for damn sure.
And you better not.
No. And we went artists, and we went with our friends. And Brittany Broski, you went with us last year, and like her and I together is like we're really good friends, and our big group went together, and that's I remember sweet. One of her friends wanted to go watch Blink 182 and that was our first time going artist, so I didn't know they had like all
the
these back roads and so we the carts were gone, and then one of the security ladies was like, oh, if you want to make it, like, you should just walk through GA, and we were like, all right, fine. And we go, that was the worst decision I could have ever made.
You get to see what it's really like.
And I've been GA. Like, when I didn't do this for a living, I went 1 year and I went GA. And it was like, it was cool. But I was like, I'm never spending money on that again. I'm a liar. And then when we walked through GA, it was just a nightmare because me and Brittany are together and I'm a huge bitch. Right. And so they can see me from a mile away. Right. My boyfriend's with us. He's huge too.
You just can't change your face.
No, really. If I could, I would put my boyfriend in a wig so that no one could see him. Yeah. Or I'll make him run ahead of me. But I felt like that episode of Game of Thrones when he's like the Battle of the Bastards, when he's being suffocated by the bodies. And he's like, that was literally me.
Going
through. It was horrible.
Shit.
It was so bad. And then we got there. The set was over. Not even worth it.
Damn.
Worth it. So. Yeah.
I mean, you don't really have a choice at this point. Drew, you're simply too famous.
Oh, God, guys. What can we do? Guys, please, just treat me like everybody else. Please. And that's the thing is, I don't even give a shit. It's just more so, like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm a Virgo, totally so, like, I hate being touched, like, by people who don't know me at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's human stuff. I don't even think
I get it.
Fuck.
No, I'm touching and being touched.
I don't want you to touch me. I don't want you to touch
me. My sister's very touchy. I'm not at all. So I'm very like.
It's dependent.
Really dependent.
I don't want to strain. It's like strain. You got to. Unless you're the most dazzling person I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Who can like woo me into.
You say that you don't want me to touch you, but I feel like sometimes you need a hug.
I don't want you to touch me.
And you're kind of smiling.
No.
That's tolerance.
Tolerance. That's a tolerance sound.
Yeah, even me, it's kind of hard for me to be like I like it's affection. Dependent. Yeah, it just depends.
Yeah,
it's really dependent. But a lot of times, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, do you and I envy your boyfriend cuddle.
Yeah, he's like the
he's
only
your
person.
Yeah, and that's the way
that's
I,
the
yeah,
only person.
Totally.
That I don't care if he touches me, but anyone else, I'm like, oh, all right.
I'm with you.
And I remember, like, even so, and I'm sure I'm so curious to know y'all's stories with these, but like with fans, like,
yeah,
God bless them, love them so much. Sometimes. Too much
for
touching.
Sure. For
which
sure.
I sometimes it's a little too much for me where I have to say something, which I hate. Like, I don't want to upset you, but sometimes they'll like
it's
just
really
reach
hard.
For me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
Love you though.
I feel like you're also kind of at a different level than us. You're fucking famous.
Yeah.
More famous than you?
Yes, honey.
I think
you're out of your mind.
Vote in the comments.
Yeah, I was like, comment down below.
We can also be anonymously famous to some people, where it's like, oh, they know the band, but they don't know.
Yeah, they've heard
individuals.
Of us, and then they talk to us, like, and then they're like, oh, I didn't know you were from that. If we're not all three together,
literally.
Such a fun. I love that song.
Have you ever had someone be like, you look really familiar, and then you're like, oh,
for sure,
and then they're like, do I know you from somewhere? And then they kind of make you do the dance, and you're like, please don't make me.
Yeah, I'm doing the dance of an anonymous. I'm like, I sell insurance.
Yeah, Joe's an accountant.
I'll lie all the time too. Yeah. I'll be like, no, probably not.
Yeah,
I doubt it.
I was visiting my grandma, and we went out to dinner, and this waitress was like, kept looking at me, and she was like, I'm sorry, like I'm getting distracted because you really look like the singer of like one of my favorite bands. And I was like,
that's
oh.
cute.
And then
Blackpink.
and
I know, I get
grandma,
that all the time. I'm not her.
And my grandma was like, oh, well, she's a musician too, so that's funny. But like, my grandma like
didn't put it together. She didn't know I was famous enough.
Yeah,
I love that.
To be a real thing.
I love that.
So your grandma didn't pick up the cues.
Oh yeah, no, my grandma just didn't think I was famous enough for that to be a thing.
That's
and
so awesome.
The waitress had to come back and be really explicit.
Getting
about
sunned
it.
By your own grandma.
Are you kidding me? Well, no, I think she just, she just didn't know.
Well, she doesn't, you know.
My family does that to me all the time. Yeah. It's all right.
Also, I genuinely didn't know because I'm.
It could totally.
Like, if I'm in LA, again, like, being band famous is a thing, and then also being gay famous. It's like,
yeah.
I feel like if totally. I'm in Los Angeles, that's one thing. But if I'm in, like, a town in Florida,
I'm not
thinking that I'm going to get clocked.
Totally.
So,
totally.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Our fans also, though, like, I'll say that they are, like, some of the most respectful people.
They really are.
Like, of all time.
We're lucky babies. Yeah.
Like, it's rare to not, like, they respect our personal space and, like, stuff. Like, they're just great. Because they also know, I mean, I think if you like us, you know that we're just sensitive people. And they're down for, you know,
love.
That vibe.
That's I think that's wonderful. And honestly, the only people that have ever crossed boundaries with me, I genuinely don't think are huge fans. They're just... they recognize me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they don't even know my fucking name, which is funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, yo.
They're like, you're like that one girl like with the laugh and stuff, right? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to be a little bit more specific. Right. That could be anybody.
You're like, just a quick quiz.
The one girl with the one laugh.
Yeah, and I'm like, I could very well be that person that you're thinking of, but
so
I'm
you don't
not
really
sure.
owe them shit.
Yeah, yeah, that it's, and you know, I will say this too, when I did go to y'all's show,
yeah,
your fans are so sweet.
They're the best.
Like the sweetest people alive. And I did get recognized a ton at your show, and they were all very, very
That's
sweet.
Really sweet.
That's nice.
And they were so nice, and they said hi from a distance, and they're like, I don't want to bother you, but
keep
like,
it up.
That's what I like sweet. To hear.
Yeah. You're all, that's the soldier's hard at
keep
work.
Keep up the good behavior.
Yeah. I like the good
mama
behavior.
Life. Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
Don't bring
back
mama into
mode.
This. They're going to start acting up.
Yeah.
Why does everybody think I'm older? And you say that.
She said, mama life. Whoa.
I am curious too about when it comes to like, I know, I feel like you're the song that really like made you move from purely like your, when you said gay famous,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Into, was it Silk Chiffon? I feel like that was your biggest song.
Yeah.
How did that song come about? I'm so curious. I would love to hear the story.
Yeah. So I started writing that song like right after we finished our second album. It's really common for me to like once we're done turning in a record, mm-hmm. and like the pressure comes off, sometimes I'll like have a burst of creativity because that's like, the exact point that I don't need it
naturally
so that's mm-hmm. when it happens. And it genuinely was just based off of like a lot of my writing is just autobiographical.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but it's like I had taken some time off of dating while we were writing our second record,
mm-hmm.
and was like getting back in the game a little bit and like flirting with some girls, and I was rollerblading around town, not kidding, like I really
Katie got rid of her car
yeah.
and was like, I'm gonna use my rollerblades as transportation.
No, this is the guy.
This
that's
is
so
a,
gay.
I got
that's
rid of my
gay.
Car
that's
because I had
lesbian.
Too bad of anxiety.
So you went on the streets.
I'm just gonna rollerblade around.
So you went on the streets of LA.
Yeah, in my rollerblades, and almost got myself killed like 10 times.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So I mean, it was just like it was just life. And then I took that song. I tried to do some co-writing for the third album. So I took like the beginning of that song to Nashville and worked on it a bit more. And then I sent it to somebody who is in Phoebe's band,
mm-hmm.
and
her like
yeah,
biggest
her
like co-writer Marshall Vore.
Yeah.
Oh, love.
And he was like, he really liked the song.
Yeah.
And then we had been like talking at the time about, we didn't really know what our future was going to be at RCA because we got dropped during the pandemic.
Oh, wow. I didn't
know that. So, yeah. So, like, Silk is very connected to kind of, like, also getting signed to Phoebe's label.
Oh,
wow. So, like, after, after that, I don't know, like, were we talking about the EP after we got dropped?
No, it was before.
Okay, like, we weren't sure what was going to be next. Yeah, we were desperate, and we weren't expecting RCA to give us money for, like, a full record, but we were like, maybe we can do an EP of, like...
Collabs,
like, totally. With different queer artists.
Yeah.
And so we had thought about Phoebe for Silk, and then we got dropped, and Phoebe had started a record label, and so... And we knew she wanted to sign us. And then after that, we were like, well, girl, you better get on it because you're going to own the song. Yeah. So,
and she did.
And she did.
And she didn't. She's always,
and it took off.
Yeah, she's just the fucking
best.
Homie.
Yeah.
Like, I
don't
really
think, has been
I don't
a
even
good
know
homie
if she really understands.
No,
like,
she would never.
How much she saved our ass.
But she would also, she's the kind of person who, because she believes in us, like,
yeah,
she's
totally.
The kind of person who would also, like, never say that because she would be like, it's because you guys are great.
Yeah. If she
like,
didn't mean it, she wouldn't
put
her, like, support behind
you. She, and she did, she, I mean, she put, like, you know, she was popping so much at the time where it's like, she put more than just signing us, like, she put her celebrity, like, on the line to be, like, be on that song, be a part of, like, everything
totally.
Where it's like, yeah, we're on our knees saying thank you.
Yeah, God bless Phoebe.
And,
it was different for her,
definitely.
Too, at the time. Like,
definitely.
She'd done a lot of featuring, I think, but it was all similarly,
indie.
Like, kind of folky indie shit.
Yeah.
And we were just like, would you be on a pop song, I guess? Like,
yeah.
And, I don't know, different for her.
But she saw something in y'all, so, and it worked out, thank God.
Hell yeah.
We've been orbiting.
She's got the touch of a god.
Yeah, touch of a god.
The Midas touch, honey. Yeah, so that was, and like, right after we put it out, we were also opening for her on tour.
Love.
And, like, when we started playing shows on that run, we, like, started realizing, like, people know the song.
Yeah.
Almost more than any other song in the set. And then now it's like, now when we play, it's usually the last song that we play. Totally. Just because, like,
yeah, definitely.
It was like your big, mm-hmm. like, launch pad song.
Oh, right. Totally.
Love. Totally.
So how about the Taylor Swift of it all? I'm assuming, is that through Phoebe?
Taylor's honestly known us for a while, which is funny.
Yeah, she's
period.
Yeah, period. Yeah. She put us on a playlist like back when we were in London like years ago.
Yeah. She put one of our songs So Special on one of her like Apple Music playlists, and then she put Number One Fan on another playlist that she made. So she's like listened to all of our albums. I mean, God bless her. So we've known at least that she was like aware of us, and we know we've toured with Jack Antonoff a bunch. Yeah. We've toured with Bleachers a ton. He's taken us out, like, you know, dating kind of way back. And yeah, shout out to Jack. And so we've been aware that she at least like knew of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was still like, you know,
to get the ask. Was
holy
like,
shit. We were just thing. Like, well, obviously we're doing this. Well, yeah, can you reply to her now and tell her we're doing it?
Like, so it's like, we'll figure out details later. But
So when you go on tour, you like, let's say you're an artist that's going on tour, it's like you usually like have people pitch to go on tour with you. It's like for this tour, no one gets to pitch. She hand selects everybody. Mm-hmm. And like,
of course.
And people, I know people were asking our managers, like, how did we get it? And we're like, we don't know.
We really don't know.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
No.
She just
asked y'all.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the Midas touch. Like, my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how was that performing in arenas?
So wild.
It was crazy. So it's like, I didn't actually know there's a difference between arenas and stadiums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, I feel like we've worked our way up. Like, we've been touring as an opening act for a long time.
Yeah.
We've played like every size venue that you could possibly
yeah. think of. Yeah, big
and I was really expecting like to be really anxious about those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But my experience a little bit was like, once we got out there, it was kind of like being on a playground. Like,
well, it's huge.
It's fucking
the thing
huge.
That the only thing that I'll say about it, like, the stage is so big, we kept getting trapped, not trapped on stage, but trapped in the idea that we had to run the whole stage all the time.
Oh yeah, I was really out of breath.
And so we were doing so much cardio.
Should have worn an Apple Watch.
I did that once, and I ran 5 miles a show.
I'm serious. That's insane. That is so funny.
Yeah, I mean, you just cannot stop yourself. Me personally, I could not stop. Yeah. So that was like the main comment I got from like family and stuff that came to see the show. They were like, I don't know how you physically did that.
They're like, you look like you're getting a workout up
there. Exactly.
It's also so big that you don't actually like realize how big it is. And also we did a tour with Kacey Musgraves like three years ago. I know. And that really, I think, prepped us for this, because at a certain point, it's like a certain amount of people like just looks kind of the same, even if it's like 20,000 more people. You just don't, your brain doesn't,
you're not counting individually.
No. And also you're opening, so it's like you're trying just to convince them to care,
right?
Because people literally, like, you are seriously. people are like, people don't know you, they're going to get their, we always say it's hot dog, because like this one, people are going out in the stands getting their hot dogs. And you got to convince
hot dog set.
And so you got to convince them, be like,
a bathroom
drop
break.
Drop the hot dog and watch our set. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But her fans are also so like,
oh my God,
there's so much. They
respect her choices.
They respect her choices. Yeah. They're dedicated to like being a part of her world in any way that she will allow them to be.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So I think like, they had a good amount of them had like an inherent interest in who the openers were, because it's like, oh, this is a band or this is an artist that Taylor likes, so like I'm gonna try to like them.
Totally.
So people did come with like open minds and had done, I mean, there were like TikToks back in the day being like, we're gonna walk you through the Eras Tour openers, just like, so you're prepared when you go to the set, like so you know these are the songs you should listen to and like so all the shit. I mean, it was like it was wild. So
the show was like regardless of us, like seeing that show and seeing how the fans are at that show and just like how she performs, like that's a masterclass and like performance and I don't know anybody who does it better. I mean, I
went to her LA show.
Did you go?
I
did. Yeah, y'all weren't there.
I know.
You're too cool for that.
I wish. I mean,
cool enough for Kansas City.
I'll go again. I'll do it again.
Yeah.
I'll say, tell Taylor.
Yeah, I saw her in I think it was August.
Yeah.
So cool.
And it was long.
Yeah, it's insane.
I could not believe how long she was going for.
Yeah, and people are dedicated to the entire show.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It was truly bananas watching it, and it looks like
2 billion
people.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe that's just my stupid bitch brain. But I was like, there could be a hundred thousand or 1 million people in here. That's totally believable.
That's what happens. It's just too many to understand.
It's completely insane. Yeah.
And did y'all notice people singing along to every song that you guys had or y'all had on, whether it was your really popular ones or whether it was just your kind of like deeper cuts?
People would catch on.
I would say you could find some people. That we're singing along.
If anyone, the thing that's funny, and I think about this, like when you do an opening, in some ways, it's like if you saw us actually at an opening show, I am so much more likely to pay attention to you and like give you personal attention. Do you ever find this? Like when someone's singing during an opening show, because it's like, I'm just trying to connect with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to the one person.
So if they want to connect with you, they got to come see y'all open.
At the opening.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A tip.
Yeah.
It's hard to get in a room of our devoted fans.
but you gotta remain mysterious amongst your fans.
But our booking agent has promised us that we're not gonna be headliners now.
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Unless Taylor.
Mike
Unless
and Taylor. Rachel.
Yeah, Mike
you
Rachel
better,
will lead
yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my next question. I was gonna ask, like, when y'all headline your own tour, like, who would y'all want to open for you?
Oh, that's such a good question.
We've had some great openers. We've had Meet Me at the Altar, which is like what'd you say, pop punk?
They're a pop punk band.
Pop punk band who are awesome.
I fucking love them. Can I look at my phone?
Yeah, absolutely.
I never know what I'm listening to unless I have it.
I'm not listening to anybody cool. That's for sure. I'm not listening to
also,
no one.
Also, a lot of the people that it's like, we could say that we'd want them to open for us and then they'll be bigger than us.
Yeah,
we had Jensen.
That is so true.
So it's like we could say people, but they will be bigger than us.
Jensen might be bigger than us now. I don't know. We had Jensen McCrae open for us a while ago, and like she went to USC and she's just such an amazing songwriter.
I didn't know Jensen went to USC.
Yeah.
I love her.
I know. Yeah,
she's so great.
TikTok baby.
She's so the best.
Yeah. I mean,
I know her and I are mutuals on TikTok. I didn't know
that makes sense. Yeah, she's also just like such a sweet person.
She's so talented.
I know
too.
Yeah, she really is.
I have no musical gifts whatsoever.
I'm looking at what I've been listening to.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that is cool.
What
I'm looking at what I've been listening to. It's all just like older lesbians.
Yeah,
so
that
we'll
works
take, yeah. I mean, a dream scenario, we're opening for Katie's dream scenario, we're opening for Tracy
Amos.
I was gonna say Tracy Chapman.
Well, that's
Chapman.
Never
or
yeah,
Tori Amos,
but yeah,
way to bring it up.
Yeah,
it's so hard to say. All the people, it's so hard to say.
Yeah, I mean,
there's just y'all have too many.
Everyone's bigger. Everyone's gonna be bigger than us in 12 hours.
I think it's also it's just
well, that's
like, kind of
what
know?
Happened
it's
with Chapel Roan. Like, I feel like when she
love
came
her.
Up, I was like, cutie, and then like she's just been
skyrocketing.
I was gonna say like the last dinner party, but
co-headline.
They will be bigger than us in 12 hours.
Yeah, it is what happens.
Y'all
yeah.
are just speaking into existence. Every time you talk about them, they get
hey,
big.
I hope
I'm
so.
Happy for them.
Hell
Empress
yeah.
of, I love Empress of.
Oh my
I,
god,
she be,
Empress of.
She same with her. It's everyone. God
I
bless
love
her.
You're like
yeah.
your only requirement is you must be gay.
I
only
really love. Yeah. Do you listen to LEX?
I don't think so.
I really love her new record.
Yeah, you do.
Ooh,
yeah. Me. Yeah, you do.
I don't know if she would want
yeah,
to
I know
go
that
on
about
tour,
you.
But
yeah, I don't know if she
you
would.
You sure do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure do. Yeah, you sure do like that.
This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, four cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Okay, I want to get, I'll get onto the topic now. Now we'll transition onto the topic.
But,
our topic today is basically creating a space to celebrate like queer joy in mainstream pop music, which I feel like y'all, I mean, obviously y'all are not like the first queer artist ever to exist, but pretty I feel much. Like y'all, have to, I mean, to some people you are.
Other than Tegan and Sarah, we were the first.
And for some reason, the Veronicas, even though they're sisters.
I know, there's something gay about that so, shit.
There is.
The Veronicas are queer-coded.
They are. They really are. Well, their songs are like so like sex for some reason.
But not sex with men, that's
No, definitely not. Mm-mm, no.
That's what I was like. There's something about the Veronicas. There's a little something there.
Video.
I do want to say too though, what I love like about y'all is I feel that y'all's music and band is, I feel like, some people's first experience like listening to queer artists.
That's really cool
because y'all have moved into like what people consider mainstream, especially being under someone like Taylor Swift, right? I feel like y'all are their first experience with queer music, and it's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful thing, like they connect to your music, and then they don't really know much about you, but then when they look into it, they're like, oh, okay. Like, it gives them, I think, a different lens on what they perceive to be queer music and what they don't. Because I, obviously, music is music. It's not gendered in any way. But I think your ability to transcend from just the gay community to anyone, really, who wants to love pop music, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Just want to get the amount of like middle-aged men who just have like fathers, men who just have fathers. A lot of feelings who are like reaching out to us. Like,
thank you for what you do.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah,
I think that's really beautiful.
But also, I do like hearing from like the younger fans who maybe saw us opening for somebody, and they were like, "I was really like interested in what you guys were doing," and like.
Humping a on couple, each other.
And then like, they're like, come to find out, like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
I had a
so
lot
much.
Of feelings watching y'all. Yeah. And then I realized.
Yeah. It's like, there was something about it.
That wasn't about you.
That is
it
actually
about
really.
Me.
That really is funny, though, that actually is an experience that we hear about. Well, because that happened to me with, like, different things. You know, it's like, you don't really know why.
You just don't think it's going to be you doing that thing.
I want to see that again.
Something about that is really intriguing me. Your first like
uh-oh
now y'all, and now that's y'all for other people.
We're
that's a really good album
insane
title.
Is that crazy to think about?
I think it's kind of cool.
It is crazy.
I think it's really cool.
It's just humbling, you know what I mean? Like, totally. You just don't, you know, we're just on a wild ride. That's really it. We're just lucky to be here.
Now you're people's realization.
That's pretty
why.
Cool.
It also makes me think about, you can cut this if you want, but it's like the alt right of it all and their obsession with like grooming.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. And it's like, because I'm sorry, but it's just like,
no, let's hear it.
We are like, we
Katie,
probably are,
I already know where it's going.
We probably are responsible for like a lot of like younger people realizing that they're gay, but like, I'm not doing that on
purpose.
We're
not making them gay.
We're definitely, we got to send you a shirt that, for our podcast, that Naomi designs all of our merch in. We have a shirt that says Become Gay. And I think you would,
that is our mission.
I'll take it. Yeah, I'll wear it everywhere.
Become gay.
Yeah. That is the goal.
I also ask that they do that. Please do. Do it. Do it and do it swiftly.
Yeah. We need more.
Yeah. Please.
We need more. In God's army,
we need more soldiers. We're lacking on the front line.
We can't talk about the agenda on air, you guys.
You're right. We're discussing the agenda.
Discuss this behind the scenes.
I've talked about this before because I've had someone, when my sister and I were on tour, we had like a section for Q&A, and someone asked me if I'd ever thought that I was gay, because I've hated men for a very long time. And I was like, yeah, obviously. That was like the first thing I thought. I was like, well, I'm probably gay. And she was like, well, how do you know you're not? And I was like, because I tried it. and it didn't work, and I wish and say, that it did.
Yeah. And say a little more. I know your mom is in the room, but
hey, the MILF's being too jizz.
Katie's gonna get jizz. HR called on her.
That's a safe. Me. Jizz is the safe word for all of us.
Hey, Katie, can I talk to you?
When you come on our pod, I'll obviously say a little more.
Please do. On the top. Oh yeah, I'll save that for y'all. Yeah.
I mean, we all try. I mean, I tried
to be straight,
but some people
try
to be straight. And it didn't. I didn't. When I was a kid,
I put my time in.
You're one of the frontline soldiers of trying.
Yeah, yeah. You're like you got a lot of man hours. Like,
yeah, we all tried.
Uh oh.
You and me both. Unfortunately for me.
I was like, I do have crushes on guys, but actually.
All right, I'm gonna read. So I'm gonna read one of these. I'll read this TikTok for y'all. Okay, so this one is.
I love to read TikTok.
You and me both. It starts with a clip from a podcast where a guy says. Quote, gay people do not produce anything good, end quote.
Facts.
A man duetted the video.
Absolute fact.
A man duetted the video and added pictures of some of his favorite songs produced by queer people, including Lil Nas X, Boy Genius, Brockhampton, and Perfume Genius.
Yeah, baby.
And basically, they're like proving them wrong. But they said gay people do not produce anything good.
And I agree.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I corrected it. It says gay people does not produce anything good.
Straight people produce you talking like that.
Yeah, so straight relax. People produce war and famine. So that's kind of on y'all. Patriarchy, that's on y'all.
Gay people do not. I was going to say, gay people maybe do not produce the best. Produce the best driving skills, but we do produce some of the best music. And
but
that's
they
a
do
fact.
Rollerblade.
Yeah. And they do rollerblade they around do rollerblade Los Angeles
a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they produce some of the best dance moves.
I'm saying everything fun and awesome in the world was produced by gay people.
I would say we're gay people kind of produce a we're lot. Kind of producing everything. Straight people are just reproducing.
Yeah, they're just colonizing exactly. It. Whoa. Yeah, they gentrify it. They take it and they make it something awful. Yeah. Like gay you ever people, like have yeah. Straight people get a hold of a joke and you're like, nah, it's ruined.
No, it
Forget
is ruined.
It.
Yeah, it happens. It truly.
It happens all the time. They tarnish
it. Flip an hourglass as to when something is going to become when something's going to reach a straight person's ear and then be like, I love the way that sounds. And then they work into
That's
their vocabulary.
Spunky.
Yeah, they run it into the ground.
God
oh,
damn.
Oh, man, it's horrible. I get that. And I can say that as a fellow straight, unfortunately. Okay, so the comments on this one says, you literally showed us trash-ass songs, so what are you talking about?
Go ahead and put Moon on there and see.
For real.
That was the mistake.
Wait, I want to know the songs, though.
I don't know what
Lil Nas
songs.
Lil Nas Perfume Genius,
Boy Genius, and Brockhampton.
Those
okay.
Are
so
all
at least half
sick.
Genius.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Pretty explanatory.
The genius is in the name, guys.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, also, there are so many good songs from all of those people. That
yeah. And straight people produce some of the best gay music. Kylie Minogue. and Cher. And,
hello.
You know.
Actually, it's
so
true,
it is,
but I don't know if that's good is, for the case.
It's not good.
No, but wow.
That doesn't hurt. That hurts
I love,
y'all's case.
I
gay
love
people
them.
Produce the best fandoms.
That's yeah. True, too.
That's a fact.
That's very true. I feel like if the gays love you, it's going to work out regardless.
That is true. They it's latch
like,
on for life.
They will. Yeah. Like, it's the same thing with women, like, whether they're gay or not. Like, if you have a primarily female demographic.
They love you.
You're going to work out.
Yeah.
Like,
y'all,
work
I love
out.
That. Mm-hmm. Is true for lesbians.
What do you mean?
Like, if lesbians love you.
If lesbians love you, then, like, they love you for life.
I yeah. Get
you need
straight
gay
women.
Guys.
Well, Taylor Swift was your gateway into yeah. Straight women.
Right, right.
Shut
right.
Up. Mm. That's true.
I'm telling shit. You. It helped
you.
Can
we make our next
cross
album
crossover.
Be
called
about...
Straight Women, This Is For You.
Please yeah. Listen to this. This is for you.
Yeah, give us ideas if any come to mind.
Well, honestly, mine was just absolutely fucking up any man I came across. That worked for me.
I'm like, I could probably write some songs that were mean to me because I do have a history. I'm like,
I'm telling
I could probably
you.
Dig into that a little bit.
Totally.
But our loyalty to the lesbians
yeah.
Will not allow us to
it'll
stay.
It'll prioritize. You'll prioritize the gays always.
Right. Yeah. For sure.
You have to.
But that's complex as well because it's like, you know, the gay. It's funny, like, if when we started writing music with like pronouns that were like she,
mm-hmm.
Then like the gay men that listen to our music are like, it's like straight when they sing it versus if they like
totally.
Are singing along to a pop girl.
Well, that's gay when they
sing yeah. About a boy. It's gay when they, you know what I mean? It's math.
But,
it
does, but
gay
guys
math.
Love
and gay
music.
Math.
We're trying, honestly, I think we want to, and this could totally be false. I think we want to try to connect with our gay guy. We want the gay guy pop star energy.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think that's what, you know.
Yeah.
We're trying to be full cunt.
We're trying to unite absolutely. The queer community yeah. at our shows.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a way that they are not united often.
Talk about intersectionality.
Yeah. Right.
Legit. Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, like.
Yeah, true.
They
That is the feat, for
it
sure.
is. That is, like, kind of the prize for us of, like, doing what we do, is that mm-hmm. it kind of does feel like, one, a space, you know, like, gay bar culture is like primarily cis male dominated and mm. like not really a sapphic space.
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, there obviously are like lesbian or sapphic bars, however you would say it, but it's they're fewer and further between. And
yeah.
I think like the fun thing about art shows is like when you are at a show and you look out, it's like there are definitely like the dykes turn out and we fucking love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a dyke and shout out to all the dykes. But.
Anyway, just saying, and I can say that word.
That you cannot tell me I can't say that word.
I know. If you don't have that, what do you have?
I have nothing if I don't have that. Don't take it away.
Let me have this one thing.
Come on, man. Dyke is a gender. That's my gender.
I love that.
It's true, dude.
Yeah, that's my sexual preference.
Hey, come on now. Say that.
Say that, girly.
Sandwich between two on the couch.
I love it. I've really done something good with my life. You know?
I know you have.
I think so.
I've done something clever.
You're living the dream.
God's divine plan.
I said, I will be
taking
my MIDI keyboard into the jam session.
Oh, I'm getting in there.
I'll see you there.
Wherever you're at. You don't even tell me the address. I'll just show up.
This is all just to say, like, they're all, the whole LGBTQ plus spectrum is at the Muna shows.
Yeah, absolutely, they are.
It's diverse. And in that period. Way, we love it.
And I love that. And yeah. I that's what's beautiful about y'all is that it's, even though y'all have crossed over into mainstream now, y'all have stayed the same.
We're so working on being even more mainstream.
You know what I mean? This is reminding me of, okay, recently I learned that the lyrics in Born This Way, like mm-hmm. in that one section, are no matter gay, straight, or bi,
that's
lesbian,
so awesome.
Transgender lives? Or
Life?
No, so gay, I just love, I just love that she did that. I love that
straight.
She took the, it's like, LGBT community, mm-hmm. but she did get straight in there.
Yeah,
she knows what's good for her.
She threw him a bone.
Yeah,
yeah. She said, "If I want to get on the radio,
yeah,
gotta throw him a bone."
Yeah. So it's GSBLT.
BLT.
GSBLT. BLT, honey. And Muna welcomes the GSBLT community.
I know. I don't know if I was, but I was a straight person at your show.
Hell yeah.
Cosign.
Yep. There's more and more.
I'm sure.
I love that. Yeah. It's girls bringing their boyfriends.
Period. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't bring. I left mine at home.
Well,
you stay the fuck home.
Ladies, Drew,
that space is not for you.
I do feel that is respectful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? I said you stay home.
I'm not like
I'm going out.
I'm not. I don't really have That's too awesome. Strong of a feeling like if. Like a straight couple is making out at the show, and also you never really know.
We played a private gig once, way back
in
the day.
Oh my god!
And there was a straight couple.
Oh.
During our song Winter
Having
Break,
sex.
If you know the song. First of all, this is one of the darkest shows you could have ever imagined us.
We were
playing.
In Montauk,
like, it was so dark,
which is yeah. like that's like the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And it was like a private gig that was gonna allow us to like do a tour or whatever,
okay.
or do part of a tour and not go fucking broke.
Yeah.
So we did this fucking show, and there was this couple during our song Winter Break, which is a sad breakup song.
Yeah,
literally like high as fuck off cocaine.
I was gonna yeah. say
they were
like,
definitely
gonna say.
High.
Like
nice. It wasn't so much
throwing,
the grinding,
throwing ass on this man. In
yeah,
a crazy
they were
way.
Really.
To a sex.
It's also
ass
one
piece.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
They were so sweaty.
It's like the only two
right,
on the dance floor.
Dude,
kind of.
Like,
in front of
right,
you.
Right in front.
Right here. Like, it was so crazy. And so, like, said, as long as people what? Aren't doing that.
And yeah. I feel like it was the cocaine that really made them feel like what they were doing was something beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
They made beautiful music together.
Yeah, they made beautiful
they
music together.
While y'all played beautiful
yeah,
music
yeah.
together.
God
yeah.
damn.
So nothing has really surpassed that level of.
That yeah. pissed me off. I'd be like, you know what, gig over. Check in the mail, thanks. No, I left my boyfriend at home. He said, where are you going? And I was like, oh, I'm going to a concert with my sister and my friends. And he was like, alone? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go see Muna. And he was like, oh.
Enough said.
He's all, well, I kind of wanted to go. I was like, okay, well, then you can go another time.
Next time.
Okay, well, not tonight.
No, you can
but
come.
It's, Nah, it's all right. Fuck him. He'll stay at home. Just kidding.
Ladies, leave your man at home.
That felt for the girls.
Yeah.
So totally. With the girls. Totally. Those were the vibes. Wow. I don't think I saw a straight man there. Did y'all see a straight man there?
We have a couple on stage.
We do have a couple on stage.
The chagrin of many people in the audience.
Yeah.
We're praying.
They come out and they're like, boo.
People literally are like, are you sure that they're
straight?
Well,
it's straight? Like, it's our basis is extremely
yoked. He's like a bodybuilder, essentially. Yeah.
Oh, he he's a tease.
He's jacked in the way that only
we also make him
are.
A tease. We're like, wear that cutoff, slut.
We put him in crop tops.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah, he loves it.
And he loves it.
He does.
He's just asking for it.
I know. Every time men tits out, I'm like, whore.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Fucking whore.
I'm going to objectify you, clearly.
I love that.
Clearly.
Yeah, I can see your nipples.
You expect me to not do anything? Not get hard when your nipples are out? Jeez Louise. Jizz.
Yeah.
Jizz.
Everywhere.
Jizz.
All right, just to wrap, I would love if y'all could give us your best piece of advice for any other queer people that are maybe want to get into music or maybe are currently music feeling discouraged.
Oh.
So curious what y'all's best piece of advice is for them.
I want to hear y'all's too. So everyone has to do their own.
I would say, honestly, I think the only reason why we're actually successful is we never gave up.
Totally. Yeah.
I really think it's that. I think that's like just enough tenacity that it's like if you don't quit, you're gonna make it through the door.
Totally.
That's really all my
idea. Yeah.
Especially thanks to artists like y'all. Holding open the door. Building it, opening it, and letting other people walk through.
We're working the door as we speak.
Yeah.
They're making you work the door, but still.
Go.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're still letting us in. Go.
The door is, the door.
It might close really soon. I can't control this shit. Time, go.
It feels like the door is only cracked.
Yeah. It's cracked. We're holding up with our foot. Like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My piece of advice would be to find other queer people or like people who you feel share like life experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for us it was very important. We knew what it was like for our like creative decisions and opinions to not be taken seriously.
Yeah, totally.
And you just need collaborators who take you seriously and
understand
right.
like your perspective and right. why you feel that way.
Exactly. Right. And like that's more important, I think, than finding someone who has like some like modicum of power already who mm-hmm. can like take you up. So it's like just find people that you can relate to and then go up
that
together.
Will fight for you exactly as you are.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally.
Yeah.
Love.
I don't know. I have like a few different things.
I was gonna say use a good font.
You can say them all.
You know, what I was gonna say is like get pants that fit.
Yeah, that is.
Pants that fit. Don't let it's people huge. Tell you to wear bad clothes.
Totally.
You know, just try to as authentically yourself as you can be. I think the more aligned you are with that, the more like. Confident it will make you and the more sure of yourself you will be going,
yeah so you'll going perform in, better
going into other areas aspects of your creative pursuits. But I would say like if it at all interests you to like if you're making pop music
mm-hmm.
if it at all is of interest to like learn how to produce music mm-hmm. like do it. It's so useful to even if you don't want to be the only producer on mm-hmm. a song,
yeah.
it's so useful to just know how to speak the language,
mm-hmm. yeah.
how to ask for what you want, and to have tools that will come in handy as you proceed through other kinds of, you know, situations, whether you're in sessions with other songwriters or producers or whether you're mixing a song and like something's not right, but you want to know how to talk about the things right. that like you have opinions on and, totally. And have agency in those situations that
totally.
Can it behooves you. So
yeah.
I think just having like an elementary understanding
yeah.
of production and mixing at the very least, just like to be able to ask for what you want from people, even
yeah.
if you don't totally. Want to do the thing or you don't want to make beats and that's not your passion.
Yeah.
Like to be able to
understand
advocate for yourself.
Yeah.
Like learn the language. Don't allow other people to make you feel powerless through their skill. Like you have right. power and it's so easy to like learn some lingo to be able to talk your shit when you're in the room with people.
Totally.
It's like that. It's just kind of a way to, you know.
Especially as if you're like already fighting an uphill battle because mm-hmm. y'all are queer artists. And yeah, already, totally. There's already not enough of them yeah. in mainstream anything.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to like advocate for yourself in those situations, that's tea. That's,
yeah. That's yeah. tea. And that works, I think, across like any... It like behooves, I'm sure, like someone who's an actor to know a little bit about directing so that when they're on set, they know how to better like be in front of the camera or like totally. What someone might be looking for. Just like it's the right. same thing for all
it just helps stuff. You. Like, adds to your arsenal.
Yeah, just some literacy
yeah.
about other aspects of the field that you're in, I think.
And even
is
before y'all get to that point, you can actually do it yourself if you need to.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Y'all have said, y'all do yeah. it in house.
Yeah,
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Period. Yeah. Look at y'all,
yeah.
geniuses.
Yeah,
see, yeah, yeah. it's a thread.
And take care of your skin. Red light. Get a red light mask. take care of your skin. Go get your moles checked.
Totally.
Unrelated Absolutely. To music, but still very important.
Related to music.
More related career. Than you think.
More related.
That's
than
true.
You could ever
take care
imagine.
Of the skin. No need for Botox.
Yeah. See. Right.
Or sagging. Worrying about sagging.
Yeah. Yeah. Jury's out on the Botox advice. Come back in a little bit. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, thank y'all so much for coming on the show.
Thank
I adore
you.
Y'all.
For having us.
Y'all are amazing and so talented and genius and necessary. I'm so happy
thank you so much.
That y'all are in the industry. I'm happy that y'all have the fame that y'all do and the status that you do. I
love to be famous.
Thank
you.
We're looking for
to
more.
Rise.
Sweet.
I'm so happy for y'all and excited and honored to have you on the show.
Thank oh, thank
for coming
you.
On. And where can everybody find y'all?
Shit. Where's Muna on everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, MUNA.
Yeah.
And our podcast is called Gayotic. It's coming back. I don't know when this is coming out.
Probably next week.
Yeah, yeah, our podcast, I think, is coming out. Our third season's coming out in
March 27th.
We are the best promoters.
I don't know. They're like, I don't know when.
Sometime in March.
Listen,
but if
it doesn't
to,
matter when. Yeah. June is a flat
just
circle.
Just write it down so you don't forget the name. It.
Yeah.
Gayotic, which is the way, it's kind of a little bit like the way we've talked to each other on the couch today. Yeah.
Period. So, yeah. Muse, and make
More
sure y'all stream Muna's music literally
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, play it while you go to sleep and have it on silent, but play
yeah.
it all night.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or don't have it on silent.
Yeah, or play it
I
out loud.
Learn to sleep with
yeah,
with
learn
Muna.
To sleep with Muna on.
There you go.
Exactly.
Rock you to sleep like a
sleep
lullaby.
With Muna.
And do y'all want to plug your individual Instagrams or?
Sure, fuck it.
Oh, slay.
My Instagram handle, because I'm so famous, is JoJo Love Dog.
Yes, it is. Mine is... my Instagram handle is Katie Gavs.
G-A-V-S.
G-A-V-S, hon.
I am Flirt Cobain. F-L-U-R-T Cobain.
As in Cobain.
As in
yeah,
Cobain.
You know the one.
All your handles being gay is so funny. If you couldn't tell... That should be a giveaway.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank y'all so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Adore
thank
y'all. You. Can't wait to see all of your continued success.
Oh, cheers.
And thank you all yeah. for joining us on this episode of The Comment Section Show. Don't forget, new episodes drop every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, or you can watch the video, which is always and exclusively on Spotify, our favorite platform. Thank you so much to Muna. Thank you much so much to all of you, and I'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!
Bye!